This audio is presented by Hacker Noon, where anyone can learn anything about any technology. Effortless assisted injection in multi-module Android projects. Introducing Anvil Utils by Ilya Julia. Hey there, fellow Android developers. Hand-waving, are you tired of the hassle that comes with managing assisted injection in your modular app? Well, buckle up because I've got some exciting news for you. Rocket introducing Anvil Utils, a game-changing library that will make your life easier when working with Dagger and Anvil in multi-module projects. The struggle is real. Picture this. You have a beautifully architected modular app with n modules per feature. Everything is going smoothly until you encounter a situation where your feature contains a factory for an entity and want to expose it in n, and you need to make this factory available within the Dagger graph. Rushed face, let's walk through the ways to do that. Bare Dagger approach. For instance, you have such public API for your feature module. Traditionally, you'd have to manually create an in the implementation module, inherit from the public interface in the API module, and write a Dagger module which binds assisted factory to its public interface. Also, you would need to maintain both factory interfaces, public one and implementation one. Here's an example. Seems like a lot of work, doesn't it? Let's make it easier to maintain step by step, introducing Anvil. Anvil is a Kotlin compiler plugin which helps to drastically reduce the boilerplate needed to use Dagger 2 in your application. Also, if properly configured, it can improve build times in your application by removing the requirement to run Dagger 2 annotation processor in your feature modules. I will not dive deep into what Anvil is and why you should consider using it. That's a topic for another day. Please read through the Anvil README here to get what it is about. https://github.com/square/anvil. Thanks to Anvil, you can get rid of the binding module using. Anvil will generate corresponding module which will bind to for you. This lowers the amount of boilerplate, but it's still there. You have to manually keep public factory interface and implementation interface aligned with the constructor. Can we go further and reduce the amount of work needed to support this use case? Sure, add contributes assisted factory to the rescue. Fear not, my friend. With Anvil Utils, you can say goodbye to the manual labor of creating assisted factories. The annotation is here to save the day. Man superhero, this powerful annotation automatically generates assisted factories for your annotated classes and contributes them to the specified scope as bindings of the provided factory type. It's like having a personal assistant that takes care of all the heavy lifting for you. You now can remove the interface completely and annotate the width, and voila! Anvil Utils will generate the necessary assisted factory for you, without breaking a sweat. Cool in the wild example. To demonstrate the power of this library, I've made a huge pull request to beautiful open source project. Companion app for the Flipper, Tamagotchi for hackers. Please, take a look if you're interested. https://github.com/flipper/devices/flipper-android-app/pull/79. Embrace the power of Anvil Utils. So, what are you waiting for? Give Anvil Utils a try in your next modular Android project and experience the joy of hassle-free assisted injection. Your codebase will thank you, and your fellow developers will be in awe of your newfound superpowers. Biceps happy coding, and may the power of Anvil Utils be with you. Rocket PS. Don't hesitate to open feature requests. I'm eager to improve the library and add more features. Thank you for listening to this HackerNoon story, read by Artificial Intelligence. Visit HackerNoon.com to read, write, learn, and publish.